All right, we'll call the meeting to order.
All rise for a salute to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I talked to a voice today. Oh, yes.
Saturday.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay. So he emailed me.
He didn't tell me he was out of town, but he told me. I did walk a couple times today.
So. Okay, we'll open the floor for public comment. Yes, Maxine.
The mayor and trustees in general, and Mr. Forte, this is for you in particular. At last month's meeting, when you began to speak, some villagers in attendance asked you to speak up because we couldn't hear you. Your flippant comments in response and your dismissive attitude were both unseemly and inappropriate for any elected official. Not only did I feel disrespected and dismissed, but your demeanor showed disrespect for the board as a duly elected governing body, and you also clearly displayed thinly veiled, if veiled at all, disrespect for a board member in public who happened to disagree with you in private. Such conduct on your behalf or any other board member's behalf is unacceptable. Mr. Mayor, I count on you to set a standard of respect and decorum at board meetings for all who attend, and I expect board members to demonstrate common civility toward one another. Mr. Forte and other board members, let me remind you that you should appreciate the fact that your constituents here want to hear what you have to say. It's only when we stop listening that you need to worry, and that you should be concerned. Secondly, while I was indeed very interested in Mr. Forte's detailed recitation of each of our Nassau police officers' resume, his lengthy speech was both unnecessary and contradictory on two points. One, resumes don't count after a candidate is hired. Only job performance counts, unless there's a matter of misrepresentation on the resume. So we can judge our police officers by their conduct, just as each of us can be judged by our conduct, not the paperwork back in the office. And secondly, since Mr. Forte, you find verbal presentations at a distinguishable volume for your audience challenging or at least annoying, why didn't you just print up those lengthy remarks and review maybe significant points? This way we could have perused these details at our leisure and made our own evaluations as to what criteria are being judged when we hire our police force. Most importantly, the basic issue troubling many villagers is being stonewalled by, I can only guess, is a majority of this board. The issue is, can we really afford the police department we have in terms of both budget and liability, more importantly? Can we, and or do we, want to risk another $1 million lawsuit which would bankrupt this village? There are other ways to construct police forcing this village. I expect each and every member of this board to try to attempt to seek out ways to consolidate a community police force that will provide 24/7 service. There are ways to do this. It's consolidation of services. We've mentioned this before. I don't want 6 months down the line one of these, our mayor or one, another board member say, oh, we have an insurance emergency. We can't, we don't have time to do an audit. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Susan Forte, 50 Elm Street, Nassau. I've listened to Maxine now for the past 3 years be very disparaging to Trustee Forte, so I just would like to make that public that this is not the first, second, maybe third, or even fourth occasion she's chosen to single out Trustee Forte. Also, I mean, this is just from being one of the folks that sits really toward the middle. Guy and Randy are quiet individuals. I would just urge folks, if they really can't hear trustees, to move forward. There's plenty of seats in the front. I did not find anything that Trustee Forte said was really inappropriate. I sat in the same spot that they did. I had no trouble hearing him. And I just want to make this public. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else? Yes, Lori?
I was just wondering about the trash. I know that I've emailed Nikki on a few occasions about one particular resident that has overloading trash, and every week for the past 5 weeks, it's been picked up. And I know Missy says that, you know, she calls county waste.
I think that's on the first tonight.
Is it?
We've been in contact with Matt is going to be in contact with the VP of county waste.
We'll take care of it.
That's not the only.
Oh, I'm sure it's not, but it's just happening.
I've seen other areas of the village too.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, we'll approve the minutes of the July 2015 board meeting. I'll make a motion they be approved.
Second.
Made the motion, seconded by Guy. Any discussion on the minutes? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Treasurer's report for July. Entertain a motion to approve the treasurer's report.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Motion by Guy, seconded by Charlie. Any discussion on the treasurer's report? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Tony found it, and he says, look at this, and appeared in, and all the sheetrock is down off the walls.
Yeah.
The cabinets are on the floor. The house is just totally destroyed.
Yeah.
And that's why I always thought, hey, you're going to tear that down. There's no fixing that, especially with the mold, and then it sat for 7 years, and I didn't realize it was that long.
Yeah.
But now it sat for 7 years, and now we're putting a new roof on it.
Well, we got him to get a permit for that, so if anybody sees any work, actually any work going on any of these properties, please let us know. You call me or leave a message at the hall at for Missy.
Right, it's just really nice if they display it, because it's supposed to be displayed. The permit is supposed to be displayed in the window. That's your local wall, so.
All right, John.
When's Stuart's going to do all this work? Pretty soon, aren't they?
The word was it was going to start. They were going to start doing the new property in September,
right.
And they're not doing anything with the old store until the new store is up and open. And when they leave the old store, they're going to remove all the gasoline apparatus.
I heard that was going to open up in December, though. It's hard to believe.
Actually, that's all it took them in the North Green was. It only took them 3 months to put up a brand new store. Including knocking down the property that was there.
They're going to have that water line pretty quick then.
Well, they're going to put it in, so.
Oh, okay.
We're not putting it in. It's all on them. So. But we want to make sure, we want to see if we can expand that a little bit further. But we'll let them do their part and get theirs in. And, you know, we'll try to get together with Skodak and let Skodak take lead agency on that stuff. So, anything else? Margaret?
Trustee Collins mentioned the Bristol property. Has any decision been made on what you're going to do with it?
No, the last time that it was up for discussion, we had, they were going to divide it up, or they were going to have it surveyed and divide it up. And I can't remember what happens after that. I know there's a lot of area that was uninhabitable because of the wetlands. I'm not sure. But there hasn't been any more effort put into it.
I know they've been over there doing some grading over there and trying to get it, you know, trying to clean it up. But that's all we've been doing so far.
Yeah, the results of the survey were that we couldn't get a lot of legal size out of it, a building lot. You know, the half acre, the minimum size. So we kind of gave up on that. But, you know, now that they're making, you know, if they're doing other things over there to grade it, then maybe there could be, I don't know, we'd have to get a survey, we'd have to get some opinion on it again.
All right. Well, I guess the answer is right now we're not doing anything with it. It's just sitting there. And I know when they pick up, have extra dirt and stuff, they put it over there. Then eventually they spread it out. So, anything else? All right, I have one resolution here to recode voucher number 109, which was for $35.12. This was for the radios for the DPW guys. It was improperly coded on 3120.4A, so we want it recoded to $17.56 on 5110.4A and $17.56 on 8340.4F in the water fund.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Dave. Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Okay, we got bills number 67 through 122 in the amount of $99,417.71 in the general fund and $70,715.80 in the water fund. Entertain a motion to pay the bills.
I'll make that motion.
Carol.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions on any of the bills?
No.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Bills are carried. Motion's carried. Adjournment is in order.
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
Second.
Charlie and Guy. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.